we keep you in touch with what's going on. 600 WMT.
44 degrees. If you have an iPhone like me, iOS 9 came out, and the first time I tried to download it, it said I had an error and I was unsuccessful. So I started digging into this, and I found a lot of people that are not happy with iOS 9, and it made me think, yeah, I don't want to download this. Joining me right now on the WMT telephones is Josh McNary, McNary Marketing Design. He's our tech guru, our go-to guy for tech. Josh, good morning. How are you today?
I am great. Thank you for having me.
I'm glad to have you on the program. So, should I or should I not download iOS 9?
I think you should. I've been running it for a number of weeks, and really the big news that's been coming out around iOS 9 is a particular feature called Wi-Fi Assist.
Okay.
And what that is a feature that's very easy to turn off. You, by the way, you find it in your settings area,
right,
cellular panel, and all the way at the bottom of the screen. You toggle it right off. But what it does is it actually uses your cellular signal when you're in a Wi-Fi zone and that Wi-Fi signal isn't very strong. So you're trying to watch a streaming video or something in the corner of your upstairs bedroom and you're not getting good signal. It uses some cellular data to help the Wi-Fi signal get a nice streaming signal. But of course, if that's happening and you don't know it, which you wouldn't, there's no visual to it, you end up using cellular data that maybe you weren't expecting.
Yeah.
So that's what people are concerned about, mostly with iOS 9.
Gotcha. Now, the thing I was kind of concerned about is because it had this error at the beginning. Did everybody get that error downloading?
No, that I would not call that typical from what I've seen, although every time you see one of these updates of any Apple device, there's always stories like that. I would double-check Apple support as to your particular device. Also, it's very common with the newer with the devices out there, the space you need to do the download of the application and install it sometimes leads to problems for people when they have lots of photos and videos.
I'm going to have to talk to you offline. So we're going to have to go out for lunch, and I'm just going to hand you my phone and say, fix me, would you please?
Okay.
Speaking of lunch, restaurant apps, people are looking for specific things in their restaurant apps as we go more into a 21st century. I mean, Starbucks has this mobile order and pay so that you can do it from your app and just pick it up on your way through.
Yeah. We were both checking out this report, a white paper from the National Restaurant Association, and they did this in conjunction with a mobile app provider called Level Up. So there's a little bit of bias in there. But overall, really interesting ideas around how restaurants can use mobile apps to differentiate themselves in the market space. And not only do it in a marketing sense, which is, I spend a lot of my time doing marketing-related stuff, it's also the idea of giving customers new experiences, making their lives easier. So whether it's pre-order your coffee on your way to Starbucks so you don't have to wait in line for 10 minutes, or it's perhaps having somebody actually deliver something to you, Taco Bell's thinking about doing some delivery, which seems kind of ridiculous.
I know.
But so
is
Starbucks.
No, it's not ridiculous. You fool. I'm going to be ordering breakfast from them every day.
I think in our local markets here in Iowa, we've seen this a little bit different, still food, but Hy-Vee has their Isles Online program they're doing where they're doing delivery of groceries.
Oh, yeah.
We've used this as a family because it saves us time is what it comes down to. Even if there's a small fee involved, the return on investment for that, and if I could spend that hour or two on a Saturday doing some fun stuff with our kids versus going out. So I think that's true of Taco Bell, of Starbucks, of any of these places. Panera is doing some new things with pre-ordering, or when you go in store, they're going to have touchscreens to order on so you don't get in that massive lunch line.
Oh, wow, so, that's remarkable.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. See, it's really interesting you talk about this because Isles Online, I guess if you order $100 or more, delivery's free, so you just got to save up your grocery list, right?
That's right. I mean, for us as a family, we hit that every week,
exactly.
So it makes it easy for us.
Hey, Josh McNary, thanks so much for joining us. You can find him at McNary.me. Sign up for his newsletter there. Joshua McNary, hope that you have a great rest of the week and a good weekend. Best of luck to your Cleveland Browns this weekend, all right?
Oh, hey, thanks. We're going to need it. Thanks, Doug.
All right, take care. 44 degrees at the park.